Welcome back. Welcome. Welcome to season two of the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. I am your host, Mia Cresswell, and here we talk about the unspoken truths, okay, about faith, life, love, and sex. Now, for those of you who don't know me, my name is Mia. I'm your hostess with the mostest. I am a Christian. I'm a founder and executive director of a nonprofit called Own Your Peach. I am a mentor. I'm a self-proclaimed chef, even though I didn't go to formal schooling. And I am officially a published author. Now, before I go into all that, in my quest to live purposefully, I decided to create this space to encourage open, honest conversations about life, open, honest conversations about our experiences as it pertains to faith, life, love, and sex. And this season, you can also expect to find interviews with people from various walks of life, particularly a celibacy, or they have experienced celibacy journey and maybe they're married now. And you can expect to hear from some experts in various fields. And so I'm not going to go into what fields exactly yet. That's coming in a little bit later on in this episode. But first, I want to give a little bit of a recap about season one, where I have been these last few months, what has been going on, because your girl been MIA in the podcast world, but she's back and she's ready. Okay, so season one, right? Season one was like the intro. It was like the milk. So, you know, like in the Bible, it uses kind of a metaphor about milk and how babies need milk in the beginning. And then as you grow, you get put on meat and more solid foods, right? So that's what season one was. Season one was the milk, y'all. Season two is where we have these more deep conversations, these more open conversations where I get to have some guests on the show. So I'm really excited about that. Also, during season one, we talked about, we kind of just gave like a little bit of an overview about the unspoken truths about faith and how faith is a constant journey throughout life. We constantly have to be intentional about our walk with Christ. And we also talked about how life can have an impact on our faith, and how life, and especially when things don't really go the way that we expect them to or we want them to, life can shift our faith in different ways. We also talked about love and what love really is. We talked about rejection. We talked about fighting from victory, not for victory. We talked about a lot of different things. Oh my goodness, we talked about so much. And we also talked about sex and how sex is taboo in a lot of communities and how it's just kind of like, okay, don't do it. But I created this space because I truly believe that God intended for us to have a full understanding of his word and what he expects from us and how he wants us to live. And I wanted this space to be a conversation, a space for open conversation, for safe conversation, so that you can walk away with some tools and with some, maybe some refreshing some things that you knew, and maybe some new perspectives about how we can be practical in living for God. And so that was really what season one was all about. It was kind of give you an intro, like, hey, this is what we're going to be doing. And then season two, right? But before season two, I want to give y'all an update. Like, I can't go, since September and not give y'all an update on what's been going on in life, right? So, as some of you may know, if you follow me on social media, I recently published my first book, Reflections from the Kitchen, which is a 31-day devotional cookbook. And this book, honestly, it has like really been on my heart for a long time. And just throughout the years, you know, I would play small, like people say, and I'll be like, no, I can't do that. That's too much work. Or nobody's going to buy my book. Nobody wants to hear all these things I have to say. And it was just like a constant nudge, like, look, you need to do this. Look, somebody needs to hear this. Somebody need, you know, you need to do this. And so I did it. And so much went into this book, so much prayer, so much thought. I was very, you know, particular about the way that I wrote the book because it was specifically designed and written for young women. So young women who are teens into young adult, into adult women as well. And so that is the audience that I specifically wrote the book for, because, you know, with a devotional, and I'm not going to tell you too much about it because you have to get your copy so you can see exactly what I mean. With a devotional, a lot of times it's not a quick thing, but it's kind of like, okay, you know, we all have lives and we're all kind of busy, but it's for someone who's like, okay, I want to be more intentional about my walk and I want to be more intentional. What? I made that word up. I want to be more intentional about reading my word and praying and talking to God. And so this devotional is for someone like that, who is like, hey, I want to be able to open this. I want to be able to read some, you know, a scripture. I want to be able to see how that applies to my life, how to apply that to my life, and also some practical things that I can do as a Christian living in this world. So that's why I wrote the book, and it's a devotional cookbook, because I've always loved cooking and baking and all that. And so this kind of merged the love of writing and cooking all into one, right? So if you don't have your copy, head over to Amazon or head over to my website, MiaCresswell.com, and get your copy. And yeah, so that's what I've been doing. I have been MIA in the podcast world, but I haven't been MIA just period. And so I'm really excited for those who have already purchased their copy. Thank you so much. And to celebrate this milestone, to celebrate this, before I go into that, like, I just really want to express, like, nobody can tell me, like, that God is not real, because there's so many things in life that we go through life and we feel like we have control over it, right? And we kind of get arrogant and we're like, oh, yeah, I did this, I do that. And then there's things in life where we know that it's none other than God, like, orchestrating all of that. And that's this, the book signing, all of that. Like, it's literally the timing, all of that is none other than an act of God, for real. And so speaking of the book signing, that is taking place this coming Saturday, y'all, at ShareSpace in Houston, Texas. ShareSpace, the Preston location. Okay, if you are in Houston, I want you to come out, celebrate with me, celebrate this accomplishment, come and meet some amazing sponsors. Now, speaking of sponsors, right, I have to tell you about my amazing sponsors, okay? Like, I can't end this episode without talking about them. So, I always talk about a tribe, and really what a tribe is, a community. A tribe is a community of people who provide mutual support, encouragement, accountability, love, all of those things. And I'm so blessed to have that. And I think it's just, I really want to highlight them in this episode and not go into too much detail, because you can go to my website, or you can go to the Eventbrite page, and or you can go to the Facebook event page and read more about them. But I'm just going to tell you a little bit about the sponsors for right now, who are really a big part in helping this event to go off without a hitch. So we have Young Living Essential Oils with Miss Luann Phillips, and she's amazing. And she's not only a sponsor for the event, who will be at the event, but she's also sponsoring part of the raffle too. Like, y'all, I love essential oils. I use them pretty much every day, and I'm so excited to have someone there to come and talk to you about essential oils and the benefits. And it's more than just oil, y'all. So y'all gonna see if you go. The next sponsor is Aisha. She is the owner and operator of Red Lady Boutique. Yeah, Red Lady Boutique is an online accessory store. And I've known Aisha for several years now. And I'm so admired by her, you know, being a mom, a working mom, and pursuing something that she's passionate about. So Red Lady Boutique, come and meet Aisha. And just come and see the amazing that she does. She does a lot of custom jewelry now. So if you're looking for something custom, you know, to give as a gift, what Valentine's Day is coming up and all that, you know, just, or just because gift, because those are special too. Come meet Aisha, okay? Then we also have Ms. Kay Smith with the National Financial Literacy Campaign. And I'm so excited for y'all to meet her because she is coming and she's going to talk to y'all. When y'all come to her booth, she's going to talk to y'all about the importance and some practical things that you can do to be better stewards of what God has given us on this earth. And so she's really passionate about that. And I know I need tips from her on how to be a better steward because your girl can always learn, okay? So come and talk to Ms. Kay Smith. And then those of y'all who know me, who know that I love henna. So on my last birthday, I got henna done, right? And I posted it on Facebook and I had a bunch of people asking me, where did you get your henna done? Who, you know, who did it and yada, yada. And so now we get to work together. So she's coming, Neelam, she's coming and you can come and get henna done by her. Her work is so awesome. And I just love henna. I love how like part of what it represents. And she was telling me how it's just like adds to like, it represents femininity of women. And she does a lot for special occasions like birthdays, weddings, like it's huge for weddings. Or just, if you just feel like adding a little feminine touch to yourself. So come and meet Neelam. And then we also have Nelly's Inspiration. Okay, so Nelly's on YouTube and she's on Instagram and Facebook. And I met Nelly back in 2017, like toward the end of 2017, when I was invited to her church to talk about On Your Peach. And from the, literally from the date that we met, like, it was an instant, genuine, like, connection. She was so kind and so encouraging. And little did she know, like, her being that kind and encouraging really helped me out that day because I had, like, experienced some negativity. And I won't go into it, you know, but her being there and her just being kind and welcoming and warm was like, man, you know what? I need to like shake off whatever the devil is trying to bring on. And I need to like soak in the positive things right now. And so I really appreciated her for that. So we just stayed in contact ever since then. And so come and learn more about Nelly. Just know that she is part of the reason why this event is going to be amazing as well. Two more, y'all, and then we'll go into the other stuff, right? So we also have Imaka Satin Lined Head Wraps, okay? Imaka is owned by a longtime friend of mine, Chanel, and I've known Chanel since high school. We were actually in orchestra together, and she played the viola, and I played the violin, and we always, like, you know, throughout the years, of course, you go your own ways and you kind of stay in touch and then you kind of follow up every now and then. But there's always been a mutual love and friendship there. And so I appreciate Chanel so much for being a sponsor. These head wraps, y'all, look, people are always asking me, oh, where do you get your head wraps and, you know, things like that. And Chanel, hers are so unique because they're satin lined. A lot of head wraps don't come with satin, right? And so that means you have to wear something to protect your hair. But with hers, you don't have to worry about that. It's satin already, and it's amazing. So come and check her out. Come and check her out because she's also sponsoring the raffle, y'all. And so raffle, I'll talk about that later. After I talk about our last but not least sponsor. So our last sponsor is Shiloh's Sugars, y'all. For those of you who came to the On Your Peach, the second annual back to school social that we had, you got a glimpse, you got a sneak peek of Shiloh Sugars and what she's bringing to the table, literally, okay? So Shiloh Sugars, I met her from church through my mom, and Genevia is her name, and she has been so encouraging and supportive. And I'm just really glad to see her business grow and to see her come to this event and people see the amazing talent that she has, this amazing God-given talent that God has given her. Because not only do her desserts look good, they taste so good. So y'all are gonna have a chance to meet her and to see her amazing work and hire her. Hire all these ladies, you know, patron all of them. Be a patron for all of them at the event, afterwards, network, come get their information, see the amazing things that they're doing. And so that is all, those are all of my sponsors. And I'm just really excited for y'all to meet them if you have a chance to come. So that's enough about the book signing. So I caught you up on what's been going on in life. We did a recap of season one. And then for season two. All right, season two, y'all. I know that I had expressed, well, for those of y'all who know, when I was looking for people to be on the show for season two, I had some things, specific things that I was looking for. Male or female. I was looking for some people who are currently on a celibacy journey. For some people who, in that celibacy journey can be someone who has had sex in the past and who made a decision that they want to be celibate or abstain from sex outside of marriage, right? And then it also includes people who have not had sex and who made a commitment earlier in life and were like, you know what? I'm not going to have sex outside of marriage. I'm going to abstain and I want to, you know, honor God in this way and honor God with my body. So those are two groups of people that I've been looking for to be on the show. Also have been looking for people who are married now and who practiced celibacy before they got married or with their current spouse. And then also you might be a little shook by this piece, but here it goes. So I'm also looking for and have been looking for and have found some people who are therapists, but also specialize in sex therapy. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar with sex therapy or a sex therapist or a therapist who specializes in sex therapy, because they also specialize in other things or provide other services, I'm not going to give you all the tea. I'm not going to give you the tea because I want them to tell you themselves. And I think it's so important to have these kind of conversations because it all really ties back into for me and for this podcast is for us to have a full and a better understanding of practical ways and practical things that we can do to live for God while we're on this earth and to honor God while we're on this earth. And I just think it's so important for us to be informed and for us to have those open, honest conversations. And that's why I created this space. And so I'm so excited to tell you that on episode two, I will have a special guest. And I'm not going to tell you who the special guest is yet, but You will hear more from more people than just me, right? Hear my voice all the time, which hopefully you don't mind, but you'll hear some more voices and you'll hear some more perspectives. You'll hear some more people with similar or different experiences. So I'm just really excited about that. And I'm really excited to have them on the show. And I appreciate like just everything happens for a reason, y'all. And season one was like, kind of like, you know, getting my feet wet. And now this season is like, man, like we can do so much with this. There's so many different people that I can talk to. It's so many different people because I've gotten so much feedback from y'all already. And I'm so grateful. And I truly believe that this is going to bless y'all, these conversations. And if you want to be part of the conversation, please don't hesitate. Email me, you know, send me a message on Facebook, Instagram, whatever, you know, so that we can work together, so that we can have these conversations that are going to be fruitful and that are going to help people and help people see you're not alone, okay? And so, yeah, that is the recap of season one, where I've been, what I've been doing, season two, get ready for that. And so, yeah, I'm really excited about season two and I already know you're subscribed to, you know, my website and everything, but if you are not subscribed to my newsletter, you are missing out. And the reason why you're missing out is because you would know something that I'm actually going to share on Facebook tonight. And I'll go ahead and give you the scoop because you are listening to this episode before everybody else finds this information out. So I'll share this with you and then that'll be it. And I'll talk to you later. So as some of you know, a lot of people, when they publish a book, some people go on book tours. They do a lot of different things, right? And so I wanted to do something against the grain a little bit. So yeah, ultimately I do want to go on book tours, especially as, you know, time goes on and I become more comfortable with writing and doing, you know, publishing different pieces of work as God wills for me to do. But right now, I really wanted, one of my biggest goals is to, for Reflections from the Kitchen, a 31-day devotional cookbook, is for that book to get into as many hands as possible, to as many hands of girls and young women as possible, because I truly believe that they will benefit. And I truly believe that it will be a great tool for them, and it will be a tool that allows them to see, man, like I'm not by myself. There's people that, you know, have had these experiences too. And so that's why I want the book to get into as many hands as possible. So tonight I will be going on Facebook Live, or live on Facebook at 8:30 p.m. to tell everyone, you're about to get the scoop right now. So hold on to your seats. I am going on a Girls Night In book tour. What is that? Girls Night In book tour? I'm glad you asked. So this is where you, listeners, supporters, members of my tribe, can host me for a book party with you and five or more of your friends. This Girls Night In book tour includes a book discussion, light bites, games, and more. And now I know you're probably wondering, well, whoa, if I'm hosting, like, what do I get? You know, what's in it for me, or how do I benefit? I'm glad you asked. So as a host, you receive one signed copy of Reflections from the Kitchen. That is just awesome, right? So a lot of y'all, you know, we have Girls Night In, you know, some people have sleepovers, whatever. The part that's even more amazing is that this is not just for adult women. This is also for teen girls. So if you're having a party, if you're having a get together, you can invite your daughters, your daughter's friends, and they'll have a chance to purchase a copy of Reflections from the Kitchen. We'll talk about it. And even if you want to, if you opt in for that option, we can even do a cooking demonstration for one of the recipes in the book, and we can arrange that beforehand. So Girls Night In book tour coming to you soon. Okay. So if you want to host me for a Girls Night In book tour, just send me an email at hello@miacresswell.com. Okay, so we can get this together, because, like I said, I want every girl and every young woman to have a copy of this book. Now, this is also perfect, like I said, for teens, and it's also perfect for mother-daughter events. So if you're having an event for mother-daughters, or if you're wanting to do something with some of your friends who are moms and who also have daughters who are teenagers or young adult women, this is perfect for them too. So bring me out, host, be the host, and we can work together. So I'm excited. Like, I'm super excited about this Girls Night In book tour. So you heard it first, okay? And I will be sharing it on Facebook, so you get bragging rights because you listened to this episode. So you're hearing it before everybody else, that Girls Night In book tour coming to you very soon. So that is all that I have for y'all today. So I'm super excited. So episode 2, you will be hearing from a very special guest. And I'm just really excited for you to hear that person's, I'm not going to tell you if it's male, female, whatever. I'm just really excited for you to hear their perspective about life, about celibacy, and what their unique story is. So that is all I have for y'all today on the Misadventures of the Millennial Virgin podcast. Stay tuned for episode 2, and I will talk to y'all later.